By Myself and Then Some by Lauren Bacall.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
By Myself. For my children, Stephen, Leslie, Sam, and in memory of my mother. All I had known of films was Betty Davis and Leslie Howard. I was in love with him. Alas, was never to meet him. She was my 15-year-old idea of perfection. Fine actress, dramatic bravery, doomed tragedy, sardonic wit. All an actress should be. And when I cut school, I would sit all day in a movie house sobbing through Dark Victory or Jezebel or The Old Maid, smoking in the balcony. I paid for a whole package, so I had to finish it. Forbidden at home, of course. Getting sick on tobacco. And sen-sen to get the stench out of my mouth so as to go undetected by Mother and Uncle Charlie. One morning, my uncle came in to kiss me goodbye before leaving for work and said, "Have you been smoking?" Shaking, I replied, "Of course not." Whereupon he went into the next room to tell my mother he was certain I was smoking. Whereupon they both faced me, trembling, in my bed. "We know you have been. We can smell it on your breath." What had happened to sen-sen? It had failed me for the first time. In a flood of tears, I confessed. "I had, but I would never do it again. Please forgive me. I promise." Mother, "You better not. A girl your age. Disgusting. What kind of a girl?"